Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. We're going to continue talking about how to minister in the supernatural gifts. And we've been talking about some precautions and some concerns that have been raised, and now we just want to sort of get into it. And I want to repeat that there's nobody has a corner on how to know God. He wants to be known, so practically any attempt we make to know him, he will honor. We want to understand, though, that part of the process of knowing God is his intent for us is that we not just learn how to hear his voice, but also have our wounds healed and have those lies that we believe corrected with his truth, and that we learn to overcome our enemies, especially our flesh. So if you want to get really good at hearing from God, hearing his voice, you're going to have to deal with those other two. You're going to have to deal with your flesh, and you're going to have to get your wounds healed. Likewise, if you want to get your wounds healed and know truth, know God, you're going to have to learn to hear his voice and how to deal with your flesh, your crutches. And if you want to learn how to deal with your crutches, why you keep doing the same things over and over and over again, and you can't ever seem to overcome some things, you're going to have to learn to hear his voice and how to overcome your enemies. Get your wounds healed. So they're all tied in together. And part of our problem in the different areas, arenas of church, is there's often an emphasis on one or the other. And often there's a neglect of the other aspects. Now, God himself sometimes does that. He says, I want to just teach you now and train you in this one area. That's his prerogative. But we don't want to conclude then that that's the area, that's the only area that's important. Or that's the only area that's valid for now. Instead, as he teaches us about one area, odds are he is preparing us in whole other areas to be moving on in the other areas, so that when he shifts emphasis, we want to be ready and available and open. Now, pretty much everything revolves around having a level of confidence that we are hearing from him clearly. We can't rely on our own understanding. For instance, you can't know the Bible well enough to be able to discern lies from truth. Only knowing God, the Father, hearing his voice, will you be able to discern lies from truth. So it's not by your own effort, your own strength, but by dependence and letting the spirit that is within you speak and train you to be able to hear God clearly. Then we receive clear direction when necessary, but guidance and encouragement and healing and whatever we need. Because remember, God wants you to know Him. Your spirit, who you truly are, your spirit nature, wants to know Him. Everything else falls in line after that. We are joined with Him in that goal. So we can just let Him be the God and learn how to follow, how to receive, how to enjoy, how to rest, but also, of course, how to give and share what we have received. Because part of hearing His voice and is sharing in His character. And His character, at its root, is giving. For God so loved, He gave. So, at our root, and this is always the challenge, it's not that we're going to necessarily know about it or how, what a particular giving means. One of my illustrations is, say we're all sitting at a table with God, eating dinner, and we're having conversations about what He's doing. And He says, pass the salt. And somebody passes the salt. And He says, okay, pass the potatoes. And we pass the potatoes. And then He says, okay, there's somebody I want you to go raise from the dead. We'll wait for you. And we go and we raise them from the dead and we come back. And we continue our conversation. It's all the same. We do what God is in us to do. And we stumble over the whole obedience thing. When we are becoming one in Him, it's not a separate act to do what God has said, go do. When somebody says, can you pass the salt? Do we say, okay, am I obeying this request to pass Him the salt? No, it's part of you to pass the salt. So you pass the salt. You don't give it a second thought. You just do it. You've done it a million times before, and it's part of your new culture and the expectations. And so we, even though it is obeying, somebody asked you to do something and you did it. The whole point being, though, we don't want to get caught up in a lot of the religious mindset. Instead, focus on the relationship and any area where you have an issue with any of the whole obedience or submission or any of these other buzzwords. Don't worry about it. Just focus on God. If there's something that He wants to correct in you or in somebody else or in the situation, He'll do it. Now, He may use you, and that's fine. But don't let that hinder you from enjoying what God is doing in your life. He knows what you need, and you may be what the other person needs. We have a limited amount of time here on this earth. The more we depend on him and allow him to change us and be God in us and through us, the more we make of our time here. And brings us full circle to the gifts that are within us. God has already placed in you everything you need for life and godliness. Everything. He placed it in you. Everything you need. So why are we struggling so much as a church, as a movement, as individuals? Well, there's so many different reasons, and probably unique to each one of us. So what we're going to go through is just an overview. And there's 8 steps we're going to talk about, or 9 steps, really, to get you started. It's like we often need, okay, just tell me 1, 2, 3. What am I supposed to do to know God, to hear his voice? And we've talked about that. Okay, I just need, what do I need to do to get healed? What do I need to do to hear his voice? What do I need to do to overcome my enemies? Just give me a 1, 2, 3. And that's all we're doing here. It's just something to get you started. Over time, you may want to tweak this. You may want to throw it out altogether. Doesn't really matter. As long as you're getting the results that you're looking for. Are you knowing him better? Are you hearing his voice more clearly? That's all that matters. So the first step is acknowledging that the gifts that are available to and working in you are to be used in dependence and cooperation with the Lord. Now, we start this whole thing with the notion that God wants you to learn about these gifts. And gifts is kind of an awkward word because they aren't really gifts. They're in your, we could say they're aspects of your soul. Now, God gave them to you, so they're gifts. But he gave them to you a long time ago. So you should have grown up with them. Just as you have a certain color hair and you grew up with that. And we don't think, okay, God gifted me with brown hair. Or God gifted me with blue eyes. Now he did, but we kind of grew up with that and we embraced that a long time ago. So we don't want to get too distracted or distracted at all by the whole concept of gifts that, okay, God gave them to me, now I have to do something with them. Well, you don't have to. And part of this whole process is that God wants to be wanted. He doesn't like forcing us to do something, to want something, to believe something. Nobody does. Nobody likes to be forced into that kind of a situation. You know, he doesn't want us to be in the mindset that, oh, if God wanted me to do this, he'd make me. We wouldn't do that to people. We wouldn't do that to friends, to family, to anybody we loved in on this earth in the natural. And yet we do that to God. So he wants us to desire what he has for us. And so we start again, Lord, we want what you want for us. It doesn't have to be any more complicated than that. But since we're talking specifically about the gifts of the supernatural realm, we say, Lord, we want those gifts operating in our lives in whatever way you want at any given time. And we're open to your training. Now, you can say that even if you don't feel that. Even if you have fears or concerns or, you know, is this going to take over my life? Is this going to ruin my relationships with other people who don't believe this? Who you truly are, a spirit being, fully wants and desires the gifts that God has in you. So all these other things are going to be things God probably wants to deal with. So first we acknowledge that those gifts that are in you are simply available. And odds are, as we work through this, you will find that they have already been working in you. You just didn't label them. But we acknowledge that they are to be used in dependence, in dependence and cooperation with the Lord. In other words, he didn't give you a hammer to go out and hammer nails with. Okay, here's your gift. Now go hammer things. No. He will show you how to use the hammer, when to use the hammer, on whom, the different ways you can use the hammer. He is your personal trainer on how to use whatever gift he is talking to you about right now. He is going to do everything that's necessary. And start out with that mindset that there's no pressure here. If, say, God says, okay, you know, he's put it on your heart that you're interested in a certain gift, and yet nothing seems to happen. Nothing's going on. There's no situations. There's no circumstances that are arising. God's not really talking to you about it anymore. You can just ask him about it. And if he doesn't answer, that's fine about that particular thing. There may be a hindrance there, and we'll go over that at some other time. But you want to be available and ready to respond. If God does not give you direction, don't go. There may be even a situation where you'll want to come up with, okay, Lord, this is what I want to learn. This is why I want to learn it. This is the situation. Then you ask the Lord, Lord, is this a good direction to be going in? And he may say, no, we're not on the same page. Back up. We need to reset. Or he may say, yes, those are the desires that I've given you. This is the direction, but go at my speed. I'll train you. Part of this process is for us to rest and relax even as we work and study to know him on his terms. So we acknowledge that the gifts that are available to us and working in us are to be used in dependence and cooperation with the Lord. So we depend on him and we cooperate with him. Secondly, number two, be available. Now, we have continually been talking about developing a quiet lifestyle, allowing the Lord to tune your hearing and your life, your thoughts, your emotions, to be able to sense His presence, His direction, His guidance. So hopefully by now you should be habitually waiting and cultivating quietness as a lifestyle. Now, if you are doing these, and if you aren't, go ahead and start now. Both of these habits are quickening your inherent desire for using the supernatural gifts. So, the more you spend time in God's presence, the more the desire for the for using the gifts will increase. If you don't care about the gifts, it may be, one possibility may be that you aren't spending time with Him. It may be that He's dealing with other things. But because these characteristics within us, in our soul, are so intrinsically tied to the supernatural gifts, they're almost one and the same. We could say the supernatural gifts is where our soul meets our spirit. So if we are paying attention to God and hearing Him and focusing on Him and waiting and listening and cultivating that quiet lifestyle, the first thing in our soul that is quickened is often the desire for the supernatural gifts. Maybe not their functioning, but an interest, a desire, a thirst. Boy, wouldn't that be cool. You know, I'd love to be able to help people. That's a supernatural gift. You know, wouldn't it be great? Why doesn't God just do this? Why doesn't God just heal everybody? Why doesn't God just quit, you know, stop all war? That might be part of the direction God wants you to be going into. He wants to talk to you about that. So we become aware that He is drawing attention to the area. So let's back up real quick about acknowledging, because this is real important. And as we go through these steps, if you have questions about them, don't move to the next step until God has answered your questions. Not your Bible study leader, not your pastor, not your spouse or your own mind, but until God has answered your questions. Because when you acknowledge that the gifts are available and working in you, you are reminding yourself, and you need to work through whatever questions you have, you're reminding yourself that you are a son of God. And if you have a problem with that, as being a joint heir with Christ, a co-inheritor with Him, you're not going to be able to clearly hear and accept the guidance and direction and truth that God has for you. Because one of the things that God wants to reveal about your new nature is that as a son of God, each of us has both the authority and responsibility to grow into wholeness, oneness, spirit, soul, and body. Being willing to put aside any attitudes or habits that keep us living out of our own strength, depending on our own crutches. If you don't believe that, if you're putting off till heaven to be healed or to know the truth about a situation or about you or about God, if you're putting things off, if you see yourself as a sinner saved by grace and nothing more, this will not be the way that you'll get closer to God. You need to deal with questions as they arise. And this is where so many, this is one of the challenges we have, that so many other people have gotten involved in ministering in the gifts, and they've made fools of themselves, they've made what we think are fools of God, they've done quote-unquote damage to Christianity. They've shamed God. They haven't. He's not surprised by any of this, and he can defend himself. But that's one of the big reasons why, is they think that God gave them gifts, and it's up to them to use them. It's not. It's up to you and God. And your spirit already has all the information it needs. But we start with the understanding that if we are born again, if you have been renewed in your spirit, been re-spirited, like begets like, spirit begets spirit. You have everything in you now, right now. You have everything you need. Well, then how come it's not working? Because we try to do it ourselves. We have to wait. Hear God. Let him do his work in you. You are more important than anything that the gifts can accomplish. You are his goal, his project, his focus. So he's putting you in a situation to use the gifts, to desire the gifts, so that you will depend on him. And he can do his thing, his healing, his revealing in you. But as those questions arise, deal with them. Because the more you depend on God, the more those attitudes, those strengths, those crutches are going to yell and scream. Because the more you will find you won't need them. And when you find out you don't need them, you'll start living without them. Not using those crutches. Getting along fine without those attitudes, those preconceived ideas. A lot of times God removes them without us even knowing about it. Just because they're no longer necessary. I just don't need them. When you're healed, when you've been healed, your legs are, you can walk upright. You don't think about your crutches anymore. You just drop them. You just don't think about it. So this is the mindset as we move forward. And if you have questions for God, get them settled. Now, of course, if you want help with that, feel free to drop me a line, and I'll walk you through how to hear from God about a particular issue. And that's at Diane@therainersclub.org. Or you can contact me through Blog Talk Radio. Then we get to the be available. And those two, acknowledging that the gifts are available, and then you be available for training, the combination of those two can be life-altering. It is because of the love of God for his people. And therefore, our love for his people, for all people, that we are willing to be available to him so he can accomplish his purposes. This is going to be a really good test. As you're wondering, you know, what's going on in this situation, just remind yourself, remind whatever's going on into the circumstance, how much God loves them, how much God loves you. God loves this person. Lord, what do you have for them? I have tons, but not through you. And you can walk away knowing that he's going to take care of the situation. Or he can say, just open your mouth, I will fill it and minister. You don't even need to know about it. And we can let him take it from there. So we'll be picking it up there next Sunday, the same time. Again, in the meantime, if you have any questions, it's at diane@therainersclub.org. Until next week, have a great night.